for what I'm looking at making that change for next year.
Do you feel that goes along with the Supreme Court decision?
Yep.
You do?
Yep.
Sure do.
The Supreme Court decision was, it was not an exact thing. Some people will argue, but it was close. It was a residence inn type of place where they rent some rooms on a motel short-term basis, and they rent some other rooms on a monthly long-term basis. And the taxpayer appealed, and I believe the assessor had put them on as a commercial business. Taxpayers appealed the state tax commission. The state tax commission did a prorated deal. Mm-hmm. Went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, ruled in favor, whose favor it was, but anyway, they ruled that since the rooms were available for rent, and I've got the statute, I mean, I've read this and read this, and I believe the statute says if it's available for rent, or primarily is the word, primarily available for rent, it cannot be a residential property.
And
it has to be a commercial property.
100% commercial.
And so there you go. And this is what Stone County was doing when I got here. And I looked at that.
Stone is doing percentage available.
No, no. They're doing just what I said. If it's available for rent for more than half the year, it goes on 100% commercial.
But did the Supreme Court decision say half a year, or did it say if it's available for rent? Did it?
The word is primarily.
Okay.
I don't think they went into use
okay.
the term half, but the statute says primarily, and that's what they hung their hat on.
Okay.
So if it's primarily available for rent on a short-term basis, it's commercial property.
Okay. Okay.
You sent that letter to us, Chuck, on September 8th.
Okay. Payne County is, with the exception of Stone County, and they don't have the numbers that we do, and Camden County, maybe Miller County, or Lake Beaufort. We're the only ones that's facing this valley, to my knowledge, condominiums and the nightly rental deal. As a general rule. Mm-hmm. Now, the nightly rentals are coming on in different areas, of course. Or you've got a destination where people want to come, and then that's where it's getting more and more popular for people to rent it, whether it's a condominium or a house on the lake, or it doesn't have to be a house on the lake, but to rent them on a nightly basis.
Well, of course, I'm sure there's going to be some statutes up, and we don't know what will happen with them for this next year in regard to it.
Did have a visit with Jeff Justice Friday, and so he was looking at it and watching it, and there were some, I had forgotten, but he mentioned it in our conversation, that one of the bills that came forth this year was, mentioned the number of nights, like 180 nights or whatever, so somebody was looking at it somewhat like what I'm interpreting the statute to say now, really. If it's available for rent for more than half a year, the statute says, I might get you a copy of that, Brandon. It's more clear.
It's in all of our stuff from CCAM and MAC. as far as all the different bills that's been proposed?
Yeah, there was two or three, I think.
Yeah, I think there was three. There's, what, two in the House and one in the Senate or something like that?
Yeah. Well, this commissioner will make this statement that if they get their tax bill and they're saying that they failed to send the letter, then they better bring, for this commissioner, they need to bring it to you before they pay that bill. I would be reluctant to vote for them to pay that bill and then come back 6 months down the road and say, I didn't, or after it's dispersed to the entities and say that I wasn't on the night of the rental program, I paid it in error. So I would, for me...
You'd rather do it now as opposed to...
Absolutely.
Them paying, well, not even paying the protest, just them paying and then coming back on it.
Right. So
Does the 481 still bother you?
Bothers me, but I understand.
Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 10/23/2017.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
Now, my next set of abatements are clerical errors. These are errors that was made in the office of the assessor's office. And those are abatement numbers 203-475 through 470 to 480 and 482.
You had the first one.
You had 475. You had a. You said you had an issue with it.
It was the same as we just discussed. It had to do with the content.
Yeah. From what I understand, these letters were returned on time. It just took the office after the deadline to get them put into the system.
I'm not sure that. It could be they didn't get sent on time.
Well, I looked at the date, but my reasoning only was the same as the other, and we've already went over that.
Okay.
For me.
Good.
So this one was at 100 and it lowered it to 47%? Is that right?
Which one are you looking at?
First one.
475.
There's still some commercial on there, right? Yeah. Label Exhibit C, today's date. Move to approve Exhibit C, dated
10/23/2017. Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now my next set of abatements is real estate add-ons, and those are 203-423, 425, 445, 446, 452, 484,